FM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump on the ballot. I'm Michelle Franzen, the nation's highest court, taking up the 14th Amendment case out of Colorado that says Donald Trump should be banned from appearing on the state's presidential ballot due to a clause that states no one can hold public office who engaged in an insurrection. That decision could impact similar efforts by other states.
Across ideological lines, justices were skeptical of the idea that a single state could decide to take a presidential candidate off the ballot. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan.
Whatever means there are to enforce it would suggest that they have to be federal, national means.
Conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
It just doesn't seem like a state call.
Chief Justice John Roberts suggested if the Colorado ruling is allowed to stand, GOP-led states could strike Democratic candidates off the ballot.
That's a pretty daunting consequence.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
No word when the Supreme Court will issue a decision. Colorado's primary is March 5th. This is ABC News. Marianne Williamson is ending her 2024 presidential campaign. The author got 4% of the vote in New Hampshire's Democratic primary. Williamson also made a presidential run in 2020. Prince William, the heir to the throne, stepping back into the limelight after his father's cancer diagnosis and his wife's surgery.
Addressing the audience at the charity event, the prince joked,
"It's fair to say the past few weeks have had a rather medical focus, so I thought I'd come to an air ambulance function to get away from it all. But seriously, we gather tonight to help as many people as possible."
William temporarily stepped away from public duties last month to help care for his wife, Kate, and their three young children following her operation for an undisclosed condition. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A volcano erupted in Iceland for the third time since December, the eruption triggering an evacuation of the Blue Lagoon Spa, one of the nation's biggest tourist attractions. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette University Law School poll.
49-49 with registered voters, 50 for Trump, 49 for Biden with likely voters. When we add in third-party votes, it stretches to a three-point Trump lead.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate show on Civic Media. The election is 9 months away. Governor Evers says he doubts the legislature will pass new legislative maps that he proposed. At the same time, he suggests he would approve his version if Republicans pass it without changes. Leading Republican lawmakers say they're thinking of bringing the Democratic governor's maps up for votes as soon as next week. The state Supreme Court will draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan, 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Should I stay or should I go? I don't practice Santeria. Playing what we want.
Hey, Jack, I think it's about time you meet my parents.
FM's retirement plan? Pretty much just this.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries? Make that payment, or write that check. If you didn't like the answer, Ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've got it all today.
Unseasonable warmth as highs soar to near 50, thanks to strong winds gusting out of the south up to 35 miles per hour. We'll see pockets of sunshine, cloudy skies, scattered showers, and even a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
This bunch of songs in a row in Jack FM is constructed with a space-age polymer.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you live and let die.
We'll be right back.
Jack, if you're an Unta Gleavin, am I a Glotten Globin?
Jack FM.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cut my life into pieces. I reach my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong? Would it be right?
from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Let me serenade the street.
FM just can't resist the gravitational pull of money.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've got it all today. Unseasonable warmth as highs soar to near 50, thanks to strong winds gusting out of the south up to 35 miles per hour. We'll see pockets of sunshine, cloudy skies, scattered showers, and even a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
It's about time.
True that.
FM sincerely thanks you for having questionable standards.
Just a walk some more. If more people embrace the playing what we want lifestyle, we'd have utter chaos.